The vaccine rollout has hit the road in Auckland, with buses brought in to bolster the jab drive in the COVID outbreak epicentre. Three buses were unveiled today and dispatched to Pukekohe, Papakura and Henderson to deliver the Pfizer shot. Our reporter Nick Troubridge and cameraman Nick Monro have the story.
Kia ora Ranui, kia ora Ranui. It's your boys TJ and Prince from Te Whanau Waipareira. Come on down to the Western Park Village where you can get a vaccination. It's free, it's on us guys. So come on down to the Western Park Village where you can get your vaccination.
5 weeks into level 4 lockdown and residents of West Auckland's Western Park Village are finally getting their first Pfizer shot. They're less Mr. Whippy, more mobile library, but these vaccine buses are at long last rolling around Tamaki Makaurau. Shot bro, they're called, and a shot on the arm is what they're delivering.
I'm standing at Western Park Village in Ranui. Now, this is one of the first of three stops on day one of those new vaccination buses. There's a number of people lining up behind me waiting to be vaccinated, and many of them say without this, they wouldn't have been able to get a shot at all.
For one, I didn't even know where around here to get my first shot. And for two, it's quite hard for other people on the benefit to go outside of their area to look for shots.
So a bit of a bonus is here, because I've got no transport to get anywhere.
So if Delta gets into this camp, it'll go from one cabin to the next very quickly.
The bus pulls up and a line to get a vaccine slowly swells. Masks are handed out because some people here don't even have those. No one's allowed on the bus because we're still in lockdown here. Instead, residents and neighbours sit spaced apart in the village's car park, while a hive of medical staff draw up shots on board. Nearly everyone appears to be getting their first dose months after the vaccine rollout started.
These people live off the grid. And they're the ones that are, one, most vulnerable, but also because of where they move, they can be super spreaders.
Waipareira Trust Chief Executive John Tamahere says some here today are among the city's worst off, yet they're only just being reached.
Everyone in the caravan park, just because they're down on their luck doesn't mean to say they're bad people. Yeah, but they deserve to be reached out to.
He says things like vaccination buses, ways of getting into those hard-to-reach spots, have been needed for several months.
Oh, yeah, deeply frustrating. And, you know, you run into layer after layer of bureaucracy.
Auckland has been through several lockdowns. The latest has just ticked into week 5, with who knows how many to go. So why weren't the buses on the road earlier? I put that to Northern Region Health Coordination Centre Vaccination Programme Director Matt Hannant during this morning's launch. This was his response.
Look, this was always part of the campaign, and I think it's about how we have responded to what the community needed. We had an alert level lockdown. We were working on these before then. We then needed to surge our capacity, and we're really pleased. We're doing 26,000 vaccinations per day. We've got capacity in the system to do 220,000 vaccinations. We've got over 200 pharmacies and GPs, primary cares up and running. So this is just another way of making it as easy as possible in responding to what the community needs.
Just 3 of 12 buses were rolled out today. Matt Hannant says that's because people need to be trained and procedures need to be written up. Meanwhile, Minister for Māori Development, Willie Jackson, says the government is looking at other ideas to get to those hard-to-reach spots. So, what are they?
We're on Zooms every day and night now, working through our next steps in terms of these strategies, because the reality, particularly with Māori, we're a bit behind, and we can't afford to get caught behind, because you would have heard Minister Little talking about a 90% vaccination rate, and we're, I think, about 12% behind Pākehā at the moment in terms of vaccination.
Back at Ranui, some Western Park locals have a suggestion.
There seems to be a push at the end to get lockdown, for lockdown 4, to get as many people vaccinated as possible so we get lockdown 3 next week. I think it should be on a continuum.
Finally, the buses have arrived, taking the vaccines to the people, making sure everyone in the city is protected from the virus, and then maybe help avoid more lockdowns.